everyone. Welcome to Everyday Losers. I'm Eva Cook, and I'm going to do it alone today. Taylor is feeling a little bit under the weather, so you're just stuck with me. Sorry. I hope everyone had a great week with weight loss and healthy living. This week has been a roller coaster of a week for me. I have eaten well and have eaten extremely terrible. I've had some bad stresses this week, and my eating habits are beginning to really show it. I broke down this week and went to Pizza Ranch buffet, which is worse. I ate like 4 pieces of fried chicken and like 8 mini breadsticks, 3 pieces of the cactus bread, that cinnamon pizza stuff, some pepperoni pizza, pudding, and then I went home and ate Girl Scout cookies. So it was a good day. But not really. Not good. But after I took some Alka-Seltzer, I was feeling a little bit better. It really made me realize how much moods do affect my eating. I've been doing it so well with it that I almost forgot that I eat when I'm stressed out or when I'm depressed. I would definitely say that this was a low for the week. I usually do a high and a low, but let's just stick with this because I ate halfway good part of the week, but this has just kind of dragged me down this week, I think. But it really made me realize that I am someone that needs a little extra help sometimes with food control on my own. We've been listening a lot to Taylor talk about OA, and I didn't realize that I struggle with the same things every day myself. I really believe I could control it on my own for the most part, but it's been a struggle day to day. Sorry, my nose itches. But I think that every once in a while, we all feel bad about our food choices, and we all fall and usually towards food that will comfort us and make us feel happier and fulfilled. Unfortunately, we can't take food every day and let that, you know, cover up our feelings and make that be our, you know, end-all be-all. But I have been thinking of some things to do to make sure I don't fall back into my old ways and unhealthy reliance on food. For myself, stress and depression are the main triggers for my overeating. To keep my stress level down, I'm going to try to steer things toward things I can overindulge in, you know, that are safe. Like, for example, playing with my dogs. They're always so happy to get attention and love, so they're a great mood booster. If you don't have a pet, then visit a friend who has a pet, or you can go to the shelter, a pet store or something, and get your doggy or kitty fix. Some people, that may seem weird, so if you don't want to do that, you can always visit family and friends. They're a great mood booster usually, as long as you like them. And if you're close to someone special, they can really lift you up on a sad day where you feel like you need to just eat because you don't feel right. I always like to watch funny movies, TV shows, or, you know, watch stand-up. There's nothing better than watching a TV show, like a reality TV, and seeing someone who's worse off than you are. I know that's not the nicest thing to say, but sometimes I watch Mari Povich, and I see these fools crying about whose baby is whose, and it just makes me feel better about myself because I'm not that trashy. I just want everyone to remember that we all have bad days, and food sometimes is very overwhelming. If you have a food buddy to call as soon as you feel you're going to slip or do something you don't want to do, call, you know, have them help you out by, you know, talking you out of it or making you feel better. It's a way to get it out of your system. But sometimes you have to just eat sometimes. And that was one day I just decided was my day to just be a pig and to feel, you know, that I could just let go for one day. So sometimes you just need one of those days here and there. Well, to lighten it up, I have a few suggestions and foods that can even boost your moods. I was reading an article on Everyday Health today. It's everydayhealth.com. It's called 6 Tips to Boost Mood and Metabolism. There were 6 tips that were very useful, I thought, to me. I'm sure that you have heard of some of these, just like, you know, what we talk about normally. But there was a few things in the article that I didn't know. And I'll kind of just go through them with you. One, resist skipping meals. Yeah, we know this, that we shouldn't do this. But It talked about in the article that it causes drops in blood sugar, which makes you cranky and tired. And if you don't have time for your three meals a day, you can always do six small meals. But try to do healthier choices. And it'll keep your sugars in check, and it'll keep you from being cranky and moody and sad. Number two, stay hydrated. Of course, we all know that water is good for us, but we need to drink 8 cups a day if you can. It doesn't have to necessarily be just water, but something that's either like a flavored water, water, juice, something with a water, like, base. I don't know if milk counts or not. I wouldn't say so. I'd say that would be your dairy area, but something that would be a water-based liquid. It would not include soda, but it's hard. I still struggle with it, but I try every day to drink as much water as I can. I love water, but I think it just don't always remember to drink as much as I should. If you need to set a reminder on your phone or write it down on a post-it note, that will help you remember to drink that water. So that'd be a good hint. Number three, moderation is key. This goes for anything you put into your body. Sugars, caffeine, salt, alcohol, fats. Less is more. That is what they always say. So let's put it into practice. But we already know that, don't we? Number four, strive for balance in food. Stick to the food groups. They will guide you in what you need every day to maintain a healthy lifestyle. If you are unsure of what counts, look it up online or check out the food pyramid chart. That's what I usually do myself. If you have the time and the money, get a nutritionist, which I don't, so I just have to figure it out. But if you're like me and you just want to find the information online to maintain a healthy balance, then do so. Find out what's in the food you're eating, and make sure it's within those food groups. You got your dairies, your proteins, your fats. You want some fat. You don't want to cut everything out, but you can look up the food pyramid chart online. There's a lot of websites that have it. Number five, boost from good mood foods. Anything that can help naturally, I'm usually all for myself, because I don't want to have to take, a ton of vitamins or supplements if I don't need to. But there are good ones out there, so I'm not discouraging it. I just don't want to spend the money on it right now myself. But foods like bananas, avocados, dried apricots, walnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds can really boost your serotonin levels in your brain. That causes calm and optimism in the brain, making your mood much better. So, if you like some of those foods, try to keep those in your diet, and you'll know what boosts your mood from after you eat them. Number six, this one really stuck with me because I already do this, is keep a food journal. Of course, we've talked about it before, but I never thought about it, but you could keep the food journal so that you can know, what's going in your body, but you also know how it's affecting your body as well. And I never thought about it that way. I always thought, okay, I'm going to write down what I'm eating. So here's my calories, here's what I'm eating, and making sure I've had my food groups, but I guess I don't think about how it's affecting me. You can be able to tell a trend in your body and know where your moods are going and how you're feeling before and after you eat the food that you're writing in your journal. Maybe those headaches are a certain food you're eating or not eating enough of. My headaches are usually sleep-induced, but sometimes food causes my sleeplessness since I don't drink soda anymore. My caffeine levels are not as tolerant as they were. I have to try to restrict my caffeine later in the day to make sure I can get to sleep at night. Maybe the food you're eating is helping or hindering your moods. So start your food journal today to find out, what's going on. Because if you're finding yourself, awake at night, maybe there's too much caffeine in your diet toward the end of the day, and you'll be able to help that. But I don't think we had any emails this week or anything like that. But I hope everyone was having a good week. And I hope next week will be better. I just weighed myself and I'm only down like half a pound from where I was. But, that's still down. So it's not like I gained anything back. But it didn't help any. I should have been down. I'm trying to get my goal for being under 200 pounds by April 1st. I don't know. It's really a struggle. I'm trying really hard to do it, but it's really difficult. And another thing, when you do your food journal too, is Check every 2 hours after eating to see if you feel hungry, and your journal so that you know that your foods are leaving you full and knowing that you're not hungry after eating them. That's a little tip that Taylor left for me. So, but I hope everybody has been checking out our website. It is everydaylosers.blogspot.com. And you'll see the actual podcast there, or you can go on iTunes and find us under Everyday Losers. You can also, let me get my thing here. You can also call us at 260-786-5673. And you can also follow us on Twitter. I am twitter.com/EvaCook. And Taylor is twitter.com/TaylorWithers with no E on the Withers. We'd love to hear your encouragements, your recipes, or just to say hi. We'd love to hear your, questions. We'll try to answer them as best we can and, you know, research it for you. But if I could leave you with something this week, I know it's a little short show, but it's just me, so I don't have as much to say without Taylor, I think, sometimes. But, if I can leave you with anything, just know that, you know, even when you have a bad day, don't think that that's it. I give up. I quit. Just, you know, use the next meal or the next day as your start off point. You know, whatever you feel comfortable with. Just never completely give up on, you know, your weight loss goals and on your healthy goals. So, but I appreciate giving you the show this week, and I hope to hear from everyone, and have a good one. And thanks for listening to Everyday Losers, and we are your Everyday Losers. I'm Eva Cook. Thanks.